This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government has increased the LPG subsidy per cylinder by 100 rupees for the Ujjwala Yojana beneficiaries. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur said that in a major decision, the Union Cabinet approved an increase in LPG subsidy, raising it from the current 200 rupees per cylinder to 300 rupees per cylinder for the beneficiaries under Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana. Mr. Thakur informed that the Union Cabinet also approved terms of reference to Krishna Water Dispute Tribunal 2 under the Interstate River Water Disputes Act 1956 for its adjudication between Telangana and Andhra Pradesh. He said that the resolution of the dispute will open new avenues of growth in both the states. He also said government has also approved an amendment to the Central Universities Act 2009 for setting up of Sammaka Saraka Central Tribal University in Telangana. The government today notified the constitution of the National Turmeric Board, which will focus on the development and growth of turmeric and turmeric products in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi, Union Culture and Tourism Minister G. Kishan Reddy said the board will play an instrumental role in increasing awareness and consumption of turmeric and develop new markets globally to increase exports. He said it was a long-pending demand of the farmers of Telangana. The Enforcement Directorate ED today arrested Aam Aadmi Party Rajya Sabha MP Sanjay Singh in connection with the Delhi excise policy case. Mr. Singh was arrested following the raid at his residence in the national capital. He is the third leader of AAP who has been arrested in this case. Earlier, AAP leaders Satendra Jain and Manish Sisodia were arrested over the charges of corruption. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh today launched the Navy's updated indigenous program Swavlamban 2.0 in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, he said the government is making all possible efforts to make India self-reliant in the defence sector. Mr. Singh added that India is now moving forward in mission mode in the research and development because of the policies framed by the government. During the event, also released the fifth positive indigenization list of 98 items. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan tomorrow to launch multiple development projects worth over 17,600 crore rupees. Mr. Modi will visit Jabalpur in Madhya Pradesh, where he will inaugurate, lay the foundation stone and dedicate to the nation development projects worth more than 12,600 crore rupees in sectors including in road, rail, gas pipeline, housing and clean drinking water. In Rajasthan, the Prime Minister will visit Jodhpur to lay the foundation stone and dedicate multiple development projects worth about 5,000 crore rupees. In Sikkim, 59 people, including 23 army personnel, have been reported missing, while 5 people were confirmed dead after cloudburst over Lonak Lake in Mangan triggered a flash flood in Teesta River in Lachen Valley. Speaking to Akashvani News, Chief Secretary of Sikkim, Vijay Bhushan Pathak, said that all necessary measures for relief and rescue has been undertaken. Singtam and Rangpo sewage treatment plants have been severely damaged. Relief camps have been set up at various schools. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to Chief Minister of Sikkim, Prem Singh Tamang, and took stock of the situation arising from the glacial lake outburst flood in parts of Sikkim. The Prime Minister assured all possible support and prayed for the safety and well-being of those affected in the wake of this unfortunate natural calamity. Meanwhile, the search and rescue operation by Indian Army for the 23 missing soldiers in the flash floods is continuing. One soldier has been rescued so far. His condition is stable. In Kashmir Valley, two unidentified terrorists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Kudjar area of Kulgam district today. As per police spokesman, the cordon and search operation is going on in the area. The Nobel Prize in Chemistry for the year 2023 has been awarded to three scientists for the discovery and synthesis of quantum dots. The three scientists are French-American chemist Mongi G. Bawendi, American Louis E. Bruss, and Russian-born Alexei Akimov. In China, Indian athletes had a stellar day at the Hangzhou Asian Games on day 11, winning 12 medals including 3 gold, 5 silver and 4 bronze. India is currently at the 4th place in the medals tally, winning a total of 81 medals. This is India's best ever performance at the Asian Games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.